Well, good morning. It is 11:52 a.m. on Monday, February the 3rd, 2024, on a mostly blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado, 56 degrees. Temperature's dropping like a rock. It was 54. They're calling for a high of 65. When I came out, it was actually 58, and it's gone down a couple of degrees. Just, I think it's because of the wind. It's a bit breezy, but the sun is out. It's shining. It's nice. I gotta try to put this back in my pocket because I gotta put my fingers. There we go. All right, off we go. So yeah, it's still morning, barely. It'll be afternoon by the time I get home, which is less about the length of time it'll take me to get home and more about the time I chose to start to take the walk. I'm kicking myself for not taking it at 8 o'clock this morning, or even 7 o'clock, because the temperature was about the same. There wasn't as much wind. And there are enough clouds that I suspect the morning picture would have been pretty at sunrise at 7:06 this morning. Now, well, be that as it may. I hear a crow. I've already seen some geese this morning. It's a good day. Morning Zoom call was informative, nothing I didn't expect, so nothing major, nothing really to talk about. Volkswagen bus, I haven't seen one of those in a while. Dry moth. Crow sitting right in the top of a pine tree, telling me all about it. So, I also didn't get my walking done this morning. Oh, there's another one right there. Hello. Hello, crow. Two crows. I wish I brought some peanuts for you. I keep meaning to do that, and then keep forgetting to do what I mean to do, which is sort of a pattern with me lately. I'm also chugging right along this morning. My legs are telling me about it. It feels light today. I feel lighter than normal today. I don't know why. Some mornings it feels like I'm walking through mud. Not so this morning. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's not 20 degrees. The sun is out. It's kind of pretty. And the morning's over, pretty much. I think this afternoon, as much fun as X4 is, I think this afternoon, let me do something else. Reading. Turns out, the last week, I looked at my reading report finally, and did 30 hours last week. So my perception that I'm reading a lot more is pretty close. I mean, it's not a lot. It's 24 is more typical, but an extra 6 hours, it's an extra 25%. I'm still reading Megan O'Russell, Anchor and Crown. It's It's one of those stories where there's a different point of view character in each chapter. And so there are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think. Allura, Adriel, Nico. Mika. Four. Five. There are five sub-stories, five subplots, five points of view running along the same basic major plot line, but each with their own individual struggles and trials. The Allura one seems to be going the way I thought it was going to go. After the second time I read an Allura chapter. The others, I'm not sure where they're going to go. Intriguing. Very intriguing. Fun. I'm liking them. I'm liking the book, Inker and Crown. Guy and his big Dodge Ram. Brr. Oh, that was a mistake. Oh, shit. I put my hood back, and then, of course, immediately the wind started funneling right down my neck. It's when I make the turn to the east, that's going to be a bit rugged because it'll be right in my face. We'll see how that works out. Anyway, I'm still reading the same book that I was yesterday. I posted it 2 days now, so. Megan O'Russell, Inker and Crown. So look at yesterday's show notes, you should find it. I don't know what I'm going to read next. I got a whole bunch of stuff that's been tossed into my inbox, the samples in my in queue. I'm probably not going to read this afternoon. I'm probably going to do something different today. I don't know that I'm going to play X4. It's still an engaging game. It's still a very intriguing game. I haven't yet at something over 500 hours. I still feel like I'm in the beginning of the game. I'm struggling to balance all of the things that are happening all over this universe. Without, I might add, any input from me, or very little. I have destroyers scattered around trying to keep up with all of the red enemies. And some of times failing. I've pretty much given up on medium miners and started putting out cranes that have their own defense systems, just because the intermittent incursions are just distracting as hell. I keep looking for bases and I'm not finding them. That sun is hot. I'm going to be glad to get a little cold. Make this turn and get some wind in my face, I think. So, yeah. The the fun draw of a new game and new beginnings and discovering new things has sort of tapered off into the long grind that I suspect represents mid-game. Yeah, that's cold. It's not terrible. It's certainly not 20 degrees cold, that's for sure. I also bit the bullet and bought a Fitbit. Should be here Wednesday. There was a bunch of stuff I needed, and I just placed an order for all of it all at once. Picked up some things I wanted to have for sourdough, and an extra bag of hulled barley, because I've about used up my old bag. And a Fitbit. And we'll see. I don't know if it's coming up on a get ready, say it with me, monk post. I don't know if it's going to be all that much different. But having readout on heart monitor and sleep pattern will be an interesting addition to trying to get a handle on this ADHD bullshit. More dog poop. I don't know who you are sleeping your dog poop. Maybe it's a coyote. More dog poop. So we'll see. Anyway, the new podium is really only about changes in the way they're doing distribution, just because Spotify is beginning to eat Audible's lunch in terms of audiobooks. And they've reduced Audible from a market share of around 65 to 70 down to maybe only 50. And they've done it in a matter of months. Which means a lot of new audiobook listeners. I know at least some of my work is going in there. I don't think it will be used. I don't know what the terms of Podium's contracts are. But they really can't afford to have AI narrators pissing in the pool. And in terms of their SAG after contracts, so it's like they have the right to do it. So we'll see what it does. Their contribution, Podium's contribution to my revenue this year was a lot more than a rounding error that I thought it was going to be early in the year. So I can't really and it's more than fair in terms of what I'm getting from them for what they do. So I can't really complain too much. The questions was, are they considering doing a Kickstarter? And I'm like, why in the hell would you do a Kickstarter? Stefan wants me to do another interview with him for his podcasts in a month or so. Trying to think of what I might talk about. Maybe that's what I'll talk about. The problems with Kickstarter, the problems with going wide. And why, for some people, it makes a certain amount of sense. But for others, man, Kickstarter really, really butchers your ability to reach visibility in marketplace by suppressing the sales in that marketplace. So if you have a really successful Kickstarter, sure, you'll make some money, but your sales will tank because you've made all those sales before it ever hit a storefront. I think the best thing that came out of that, now that I think about it, the best thing that came out of it was that because some of the books are coming out of an exclusive arrangement with Audible, my contract won't change, but the payments from Audible will decrease somewhat. And the goal is to assess how much of a haircut that puts on Audible exclusive books to go suddenly wide. And by wide, they're pushing them out to libraries. And so it could be fun. It could be nice to see the books show up in library catalogs for change. I mean, they do already. It's not, you know, I'm not selling to a whole bunch of libraries, but I do every once in a while find one going into a library. For libraries who can order POD and not have to order through Ingram, for example. There's nothing stopping you from putting paperbacks in Ingram, except the expense of putting paperbacks in Ingram. And paperbacks, paperback revenue has been hovering right around 2-3%. So while that's, you know, an extra 2-3%, keeping track of it all, spending a dollar to make a penny is not a good deal. But that said, I've got the paperbacks pretty much done. They could use a little update with the back matter and front matter. When I get the cat done, that might be something I'll look into. In the meantime, I'm not doing anything having to do with business, the writing business, the publishing business. Now that I've got the website straightened out, and if you missed that, Solar Clipper Diary is gone, Llama Squid is gone, Peer Viewed is gone. Content for Solar Clipper, the pages, the DVD extra stuff that I had on Solar Clipper, I saved that and translated it over to pages. I just imported them into NathanLowell.com. And there's a sidebar now for Solar Clipper on the website, so you can find all that stuff. The Traveler's Guide to Toeholds is over there. All of the old rosters and the Spacer's Handbook and all the rest of that. That's over there. And Peer Reviewed, I put up some time ago using Zola as a static site formatter. Worked pretty well. It's a little bit awkward. I suspect I could do most of it with just a simple PHP script of my own. Handoc, maybe. Anyway, and if you want to see what all the books that I read in January, I switched to Storygraph to track my reading and try to keep track of stuff and be a little more organized outside of Amazon of the books that I've read. There's now a link on the website, on this month's post, actually down near the bottom after the recommendations. It's like everything I read last month, along with the ratings. And that's on nathanlull.com. It's the current post for February 1st. About halfway down the page, if you need to find it. So that was kind of fun. That was like an easy download, upload. Generate the graphic, download the graphic, upload the graphic, put in a link. Now I'll do that. I think I'm going to do that for every month. And try to get it done before I actually post a monthly update, so it's not an edited to add problem. So yeah, anyway, look, hi, here I am. At the back gate. If I can find my screen, here we go. Boy, I was cruising this morning. 21 and a half minutes. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.